Good evach. We hope everyone had a wonderful, terrific Shabbos Nachamu, and Be'ezras Hashem, we will continue with our study of Mikvos as we do every single day. Lilei Nishmas, Sara Malka Bas Rav Yitzchak. We are in Masechta Mikvos. We are in the first parak, Mishnayos Hey and Vav. Now, we had discussed the fact that when a tamei person drinks out of one of these water holes, we have to assume that a drop of tamei water fell into the puddle of water. And so, me'emasai ta'arasan, the Mishnah says, I don't understand when we have this lower level mikveh that was tamei, because the tamei water may have dribbled down the chin of the tamei person back into the mikveh. When does that water become tar? How much more rainwater has to be there for it to become tar? So Beishamai Omer Mishirbu. Beishamai says that the amount of water in the pool that became tamei has to be outweighed by additional rainwater. Beishtifu, and they also have to overflow before the pool can be considered tar. So Beisilol Omer Beisilol disagrees. They says Rabu Afalpi Shloshatfu. They say that what? Even if it became more, even though it hasn't overflowed. Reb Shimon Omer shatfu afal pi shelo rabu. Reb Shimon says it has to overflow even if the amount is not bigger than the amount of the water that was there beforehand. Now, the Mishnah does continue and say, kisherin l'chala b'lito mehem liyadayim. The water that was unsupervised from this puddle of water, such water is able to be used in making a dough from which we're going to separate challah, and also to use for netilas yadayim in that situation. It's one of the only benefits that you get out of this lower level mikvah. Then the Mishnah goes on and tells us, lamala mehen me tamtzio shelo pasku, a higher level, the second grade above the puddle water that is not of a tremendous amount of size, is the metamsios, water that seeps out of the ground and accumulates at one spot. Sometimes that happens after there's rain on the lower part of a hillside or a hole dug near a river or a lake that fills with water that oozes into it. And that mountain in that area is going to be less than 40 sut. Right, and the seeping just continues in that situation. So we can use a process called hashaka, where the water touches the other water. So in this situation, shasa tame, if a tame person drank from that pool, which is a step above the first puddle, so vishasa tora, and a tara person comes afterwards. First the tame person drinks, then the tara person drinks. So in such a situation, tara, the person is going to be considered tahor. Shasa tame umile bekli tahor tar. If a tame person drank from it and then somebody else came along and drew water from it into a tar vessel, so also stay tar. Shasa tame benafal kikar shel truma. If a tame person drank from it and then a loaf of truma fell inside, so afal pishe diach tar. Even though he washed it off, it's going to stay tar. Mile bekli tame. Right, if he drew from it with a tummy kli, so it's going to be vishasa tor, and then a Torah person drank from it, tor, he's going to stay tor, and it's not going to contaminate him. Mila bikli tame or mila bikli tor. Similarly, if you drew from it if someone drew from it using a kli tame, and then someone else drew from a kli tor, the tummy drop gets purified because it has hashaka with the seepage, and so it can't contaminate the tar vessel, and it's going to stay tar. Mile bekli tame benafal kikar shel truma. What if he filled up with a kli tame, turning the water into an area that holds tuma, and then a kikar shel truma falls inside? So afal bishay diach, even though the loaf of truma was washed, tar, it remains tar, because although you neutralize the tar drop, you try to neutralize the tar drop, it still stays tar because the tummy drop gets purified by hashaka. Naflu mayim tameim, if tummy water fell on it, vishasa tar, and then a tar person drank from it, tar again, he's going to stay tahor. Naflu mayim tameim umile bekli tahor. If tame water fell on it and then one draws water into a tar vessel, so it stays tar. Naflu mayim tameim nafal kikar shel truma. If tame water fell into it and then a loaf of truma fell into it, so even though he rinsed it, it stays tar. And all of those three things a contrast with the dinim in Mishnah Gimel, because of the hashaka ability over here, we have more to be able to be makel upon. And by the way, in general, ksherim and the truma, the waters here are able to be used to prepare truma in that situation, velito mehem liyadayim, and also to be able to wash netilas yadayim in this situation. So now we have the first grade, and then the second grade. We're going to, Amir Tzashem, tomorrow morning, discuss the third grade, which is the most common situation, the basic understanding that we have when we start talking about mikvos, and that is a mikvah that is and holds 40 sa. Okay, we'll stop here, and Be'ezus Hashem will continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a wonderful and terrific Shabbos and week.